10:27. Smack in the middle of 3 hours of the Sunday Buzz. Beautiful day outside today, unlike Lower Manhattan, which is... By the way, perusing the internet here, TMZ has some very disturbing photos of Chaz Bono. Got a nice beard working there. Kind of looks like an offensive lineman that plays for, it looks like Indianapolis Colts center Jeff Saturday. The former daughter, now son of Cher. That'd be a cool name for a band, Son of Cher. Always wanted to do an 80s tribute band and call it White Stretch Limo. Oh, maybe play a little bit of New Shoes here. I'm telling you over there, Han Solo, man, we used to kick this at Hendricks College. You'd have to have your drink in one hand and your cigarette in the other.
Oh, my gosh.
And just act like you're walking on glass.
Do you have a sweater tied around your neck, too?
I had the piano keyboard
necktie.
Some penny
loafers?
Keyboard necktie and the jeans all cinched up at the bottom.
Wait. You must have been quite the ladies' man.
I tell you, that piano keyboard necktie on top of a black shirt.
Watch out.
Hello, Andrew McCarthy. I was very Judd Nelson. Very Judd Nelson in 1987. So, okay, Susan, you were making some very good points, I will grant you that, in regard to the upcoming sales tax election, which is September the 12th. At a Tuesday?
If you're for the tax, it's September 13th. If you're against it, it's September 12th.
Well, there we go. September the 13th.
It's the 13th.
Now, what do you say when folks look at this and say, okay, yes, no doubt about it, we need a new 911 tower, since literally the city IT guy is on eBay buying parts to fix it and then having to go talk someone into fixing the city's 911 tower.
Right, pulling some guys out of retirement, yeah.
What do you say, though, to people who say, oh, that's fantastic. Now, the city takes in a lot of money already in tax revenue. What do they spend that on, and is there any place to slash to take care of some of these essential needs?
I think that that's a really good question, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. something we should always ask a government before we raise any kind of tax. And with the city of Little Rock, I can answer this question because for the zoo, right. amongst the many things that I do, I also oversee the zoo's budget. And so I go to budget meetings every month with the finance director for the city of Little Rock, right. and we
sit
around.
And I bet those are exciting. That's exciting stuff, isn't it? That's a Kardashian wedding right there.
Oh, it's pretty much a cry fest these days, but has been for a while. But what's happened with the city is because the revenues have gone down in the last 10 years, and we've seen a steady decline in tax revenues, mm-hmm. especially these last few years, it's really a discussion of cut, cut, cut. And so that's what we've been talking about for the last couple of years, is where can we cut? How can we get rid of certain things? What do we get rid of that's not essential so that we can make things more essential? Unfortunately for us, that means that the zoo gets cut. It means that parks get cut. It means that things that are considered non-essential get cut, because mm-hmm. public safety is the number one priority
right.
for our city.
Right.
So for us, it's an important thing because of that reason alone. But I can tell you that when you look at the way that our city operates and for the number of citizens that we serve, remember, I mean, we have 50% less revenue with twice the population than what Fort Smith has. Mm-hmm. And Fort Smith has much more revenue than we do operating that. Most of the cities in Arkansas do. Then you can see that there is not much else to cut. If you look at the city's budget, you can go online, actually, and see the full entire document. You can read through the whole thing. It's mm-hmm. actually not that hard to read. A lot mm-hmm. of people have things that are very complicated to read, but ours is very user-friendly. At littlerock.org, you can look at where every single penny is going. And I can tell you, there's not much left to cut, if anything. When you look at the fact that our police are riding around in police cars that are 10, 11, and 12 years old,
right.
I mean, literally,
right.
we've got more police cars that are in our fleet services department being fixed right now. And more that we don't have police officers on the streets patrolling. We've got guys that are police officers sitting in the office because they don't have a police car to get in to go right. and to put into patrol an area. So our police patrols are not what they could be. Our fire department is not what it could be. Do you know we have a fire truck? Our ladder truck, this is the ladder truck you use for like two, three, four-story buildings, high-rises, mm-hmm. et cetera. Our ladder truck has not been replaced. It was purchased in 1976. So you look at other cities like North Little Rock and Benton and Bryant, which, by the way, you know, Bryant and Benton, mm-hmm. which are very conservative parts of the state, have tax rates that are 3 and 4 times what our tax rate is. Those areas have got what they need to take care of business. But Little Rock, if we ever needed a ladder truck, we'd have to hope that one of those cities would allow us to use theirs. And that's just not a position that mm-hmm. I think that Little Rock citizens should have to be in. We should be able to have the best city services. This is the capital city, and we should have the best.
I do think it is a testament to the people who serve in the police department and in the fire department that we have not experienced, we've not seen a spike in crime rates. As a matter of fact, we've seen crime rates go down in a lot of the sort of common areas
right.
that people are involved in.
And some of it. Burglary yeah. is actually up right
up,
now, I think.
Yeah.
And there's some other
property
things
crimes
that
and things
right.
of that. And, yes,
right.
there's no doubt about it.
Right.
But I think the individuals who serve inside the Little Rock Police Department really go sort of above and beyond.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's a part of the way, I mean, we put so much pressure on the individual officer
absolutely.
To do more now. And
yes.
the same holds true with the fire department. And we put a lot of pressure. They're very well trained. They're very professional. And it's been interesting to see how we have squeezed, I believe, every ounce of efficiency out
absolutely.
Of that poor officer on the street
oh,
out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're still
yes.
not paying him very much.
Absolutely. And that's becoming a problem. It really is. I mean, the city of Little Rock is really at a breaking point right now where this is a crossroads. And the city for the last couple of years has really, you know, every year we say, you know, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep working more, keep
right.
working harder, keep doing it
right.
for less. But it's gotten to a breaking point now where we're not going to be able to do it anymore.
Well, and I know we do have a number of positions unfilled.
Oh, several.
Things of that nature.
Hundreds.
What do you say? Okay. Because I think that everyone agrees, everyone can agree that for money to go to police and fire as critical city services, then streets, and are we in a position where we are underfunding those positions, but yet overfunding something else?
Oh,
that
gosh.
We may look at
well, I don't
critical.
Know what it is.
Okay.
And like I said, I mean, I sit in the city budget meetings. I listen to what we're cutting where, how we're reducing this amount of staff here, how we're reducing this amount of staff there, how we're trying to be unique in the resources that we share, which are things that we should be doing anyways. And one thing that I think is great is that the city of Little Rock for the last couple of years has been doing that, and they will continue to do that. And learning that lesson is really important. We're not a city that has had a tremendous amount of money off the bat and has said, oh, well, we'll just go spend it willy-nilly. No, this is a city that has been utilizing resources to the best of its ability and has been doing the right thing by the citizen and by the taxpayer. And so you can trust that that money that comes into the city is going to be spent in the right way again. And, you know, one thing I've heard, too, is like, well, why didn't this just go to essential services, just fire and police or just one thing or this?
Right.
Well, a lot of people forget that there's a whole support structure that goes along with that. You have to fund an IT department that can mm-hmm. service the police tower, that can provide the servers and the data that you need for the 911 systems and for the call centers. You got to have the call center for 911, and you have to have it staffed with people that know how to answer those calls. I mean, there's a whole support structure that has to be funded along with it. So it's not just police and fire. There's a whole support network that goes along with that, too.
And to me, lastly, and then we'll move on, because I think you've done a very poor job and been very inarticulate throughout the entire program today. I say that tongue in cheek. I say that almost like Mamie White. Can we get some? Do we have a White quote over there that I think may apply to Susan's performance on the program so far? Let's say if I took her baby. Let's save that one.
Okay.
Hit me with track 9. This is Sue Bob White from the Wild Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
My name is Sue Ann White. I'm the baby girl of Donna Ray and Bertie Mae White. My nickname is Sue Bob. I prefer to be called Sue Bob. That's a nickname I have. And I have 2 children, Ashley and Brandon Poe.
My name's Brandon Poe, and Sue's my mom, Jesco's my uncle. And I got in trouble when I'm here in jail.
Sentenced to 50 years for shooting at the police.
Ooh.
So we think that you've probably done a better job than Sue Bob White or even Mamie White.
Well, that's good to know.
It really, no, it's been very good, and I got to tell you, it's...
getting started
It's
here.
Been very informative. Part of the issue when I see tax increases, and look, I understand that taxes are a necessity. But I want to see where the money's going first, and I think you've done a very good job of articulating why this has to happen and where the money's going to go. But I think the economic development component of this tax as well, that's the one. I mean, if it's a sustaining thing.
Absolutely.
In that you want to attract business.
Yes.
So that you can maintain lower tax rates. You
know? Absolutely.
Let's grow by volume, not by amount. So that to me is a critical, as a conservative. If you're looking at a tax increase, I want to know that it's going to produce revenue, not just take away revenue.
Oh, absolutely.
And I do think the developed aspect of the economic development issues is important. If people want to learn more,
yes,
or they want to really dig into the details, where can they go?
If you want to see the list.
Could they just call you at the zoo?
Absolutely.
How about that? Let's just call you on the phone.
Call me at
maybe
661-7208. That is my direct line. I would take any call from anyone that's got a question about the tax, and I'm sure anyone else in the city would too. There's a lot more to this. If you look at littlerock.org, there is a list of exactly where every single penny is going to be spent. And that includes everything from public safety for fire and police down to what money is going to go to help the zoo, which is another important thing for us. So that's something else, too, to take a look at. And even though the zoo's portion is a small one, I mean, it's only $1.6 million out of the package, it's a very significant increase for us, even though it's small with all the relative amount that you're spending.
LittleRock.org. It's all out there. I do appreciate the fact that it's very transparent, that you really,
absolutely,
and it's very easy to read, like you say.
Yep.
Little Rock City government is very user-friendly, but I can tell you, don't get me started about D.C. Oh, my gosh, you can't pay a traffic ticket in D.C. It's a $700 cost to end up paying a traffic ticket in Washington just based on trying to get to where you're the proper agency to send a money order for or something like that. So Little Rock City government is very user-friendly. Okay, we're going to stick around because we're going to talk zoo-specific stuff and Toby Keith.
Let's do it.
Can't wait till that first Little Rock game. I'm going to have me several Budweisers and then go talk to the chimpanzees. County Crows, sing us out. Don't touch that dial. Back with more of Mamie White and Susan after this.
Great.
What about the welfare? Mister, it seems like you don't care. I know this land made for you and me. I say, hey, Mr. President, I wanna talk about the government. And what about the poverty that's in our souls? Hey, 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 what about the welfare? Mister, it seems like you don't care.
So where's the best place to be this summer? Oh, I can answer that. Out front, leading the way with Ford during the Best Place to Be sales event. Ford's only the best-selling brand in America. Cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, everything you'd expect from a leader. They've got the Explorer, the brand new Focus, the Fiesta, the Fusion, the Taurus, all with innovative technology. Sync, EcoBoost, Active Park Assist, of course, everything is very fuel efficient. I'm telling you, the Ford Best Place to Be sales event. It really is the best place to be.
Now, get 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Ranger, F-150, Fusion, Escape, Flex, and Taurus. Best-selling brand based on CYTD sales. Don't drive while distracted. Even with Sync, only use phones or devices when safe. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month per 1,000 finance with 10% down. Offer excludes Raptor, Taurus SE, and hybrid models. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/3/11. See dealer for residency restrictions, qualifications, and complete details.
The Ford Best Place to Be sales event. It really is the best place to be.
Maybe you've heard that DirecTV has come out with something it calls the best offer of the year.
Nice.
But what you probably don't know is that this so-called best offer of the year requires you to lock into a 2-year contract.
Really?
Then the price goes up $400 after 3 months the first year and another $800 the second year.
$1,200 extra?
And they're trying to claim you get their football package for free.
Sounds like DirecTV has the phoniest offer of the year.
Yep. So here's an offer you will like.
Call 1-800-XFINITY and switch to the Xfinity Triple Play for just $99 a month for 12 months. Plus, get HD DVR service included for 3 months. There's no term contract to sign, no early termination fees, and with the Sure Price Guarantee, you'll know exactly what you're paying for 2 years. Plus, it's all backed by the 30-day money-back Comcast Customer Guarantee.
Now that's a fact.
Lock in a great price for the entertainment you love without being locked in. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Offer ends 10/11/11. Restrictions apply. Limited to the starter except triple play for new residential customers. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
Learning a new language is more than just words. It's understanding.
Understanding culture.
Understanding each other.
Learning a new language can change the way you view the world.
The way the world views you.
Because something as simple as learning a new language
can help all of us understand.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. And the next person to start could be you. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology.
Now, I understand Spanish.
I understand French.
To understand your new language, call now for an absolutely free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-400-5820. 1-800-400-5820. There's a free demo of Rosetta Stone waiting for you at 1-800-400-5820. That's 1-800-400-5820.
Professor Burke here at the University of Farmers. Does your insurance company think you spend evenings watching laser discs on your tube TV? Unless you regularly update your homeowner's insurance, your policy may not cover the valuables in your home, including expensive electronics. Call a Farmers agent and make sure you have the policy you want. That is, if the retro look isn't your style.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Hawk fans, we've got just what your man cave needs. Get your official licensed Razorback logo recliner at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. What better way to cheer the Hawks to victory than from your Razorback recliner? Then on Sunday, switch your logo out to your favorite NFL team. At Lazy Boy, get a recliner with your choice of NCAA, NFL, or Major League Baseball logos. Find these chairs and more great Lazy Boy values at the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, 1000 South Shackelford. Mention you heard it on the bus for a special bonus.
Thank you for joining the Sunday Buzz. Here's your host, Bill Vickery.
Unbelievable.
Sugar Foot called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think those guys, by the way, Black Joe Lewis and the Honeybees, I believe, sources tell me, that that they're going to be in Little Rock September the something. Maybe Monday the 12th. That's the date. We will effort that on the program and nail it down, because if you've never seen Black Joe Lewis and the Honeybees, it's old school entertainment, my friend. It is, they're fantastic. It's worth the money, whatever the cost of the ticket. Before we get back to Susan and we talk about the zoo, I've got to touch on a couple of, some live fan feedback. Now, Han Solo, is there a reason that I can't see that over here? What's happened? Okay, thank you. I'm going to save the trolley thing. What are you doing to me? Okay, now I got it. Thank you. I got it. I'm going to save the trolley issue. By the way, I had thought about organizing a protest at this Metro Plan meeting where they're talking about expanding the trolley. If ever there was a time for civil disobedience, I have looked into hiring some of those Libyan rebels to come over as mercenaries to fight the expansion of the trolley. Because I've declared a fatwa, a jihad, and I've asked my Mujahideen brothers to rise up in opposition to the Little Rock trolley. And the streets will run red with blood if the trolley is expanded. That's all that I'm saying. The streets of Little Rock will run red with blood if indeed the trolley is expanded. Stephen in Little Rock, however, in the first hour, took issue with what I said initially was I applaud the president for engaging in Libya, even though he had to be drug kicking and screaming by the frogs and the limeys into the deal. And so I guess Stephen wasn't really listening when I also said that I was critical of my conservative brothers for wanting to avoid Libya as a situation because we were given an opportunity and time here to actually have an impact that can last over a century on the freedom of people in North Africa and along the Arabian Peninsula. Stephen writes, when President Obama committed air forces to the Libyan operation, you said it was a bad decision. No, I did not. Never said it was a bad decision. I said he should have done more. But again, Stephen goes on, once again proving your ignorance. Now you claim Obama should have committed ground forces. Please stop, Bill. You're digging yourself a hole you may never get out of. Well, I don't believe so. I mean, the rebels won. You said forget about Libya and get more in touch with what is going on here, Mr. President. Yeah, I have said that. I didn't say forget about Libya. So this is what happens with Stephen and some of these guys. Mm-hmm. They hear a few things, and then they want to craft it in such a way to make their point. Let's get on here. Words, words, words. Now you have audacity to act like Libya's leader going after Libya is a good idea. Well, I've said that all the time. Should have committed ground forces. Bill, if the president listened to you and all the right-wing conservative twits, America wouldn't have been a part of ousting Gaddafi. Bill, you're a flip-flopper. See, no, that's wrong. That's just, I mean, I would take issue with Stephen there in the sense that I have had a fairly committed, the one that said we should be involved. It's an opportunity for the United States to have an impact on an area of the globe that has been under dictatorial rule for centuries. So, but now we get to the good part. He achieved results beyond all the naysaying conservatives. That's true. I was critical of conservatives for not wanting to go in simply for political reasons. You know this, and like them, you can't stand it. And this is my favorite. Eat it, you twit. President Obama will be reelected, and thank God for it. Well, Stephen, I appreciate Stephen disagreeing with my point of view. I just would like for him to be correct about the facts that he presents. And I do appreciate the eat it, you twit.
That could be your new sign.
The more creative the jam it or, you know, suck it or one of those things are, the better it is for the show. Wyatt and Pankey, one of my favorites, modern-day philosopher. The city has spent our money wisely? Question mark. Susan, this is a shot at you. The same city behind the trolley system? Yes. 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 Death to the trolley. Is there a way, Susan, that this sales tax could be written in such a way that if it were passed, it would eliminate the trolley? Because then you would have... Look, the unqualified support of the Sunday Buzz, and we would throw all of our energy behind it.
Now, I'm not 100% certain about this, but my understanding is that the funds that were used for the trolley were from federal transportation funds that were funneled via the city.
Oh, this is the only
way. It's a completely separate pot of funds. See, now, the funds that are at the city right now, I mean, that's not part of what the city funds.
Right.
So, I mean, we're not talking about
trolley
funding.
So you're telling
funding.
Me that none of these, that none of this, none of this sales tax increase will go to fund the trolley?
That's to my understanding, correct.
Okay. Because we proclaim the streets of Little Rock will run red with blood if this trolley is expanded. There, I've said it. I declare a fatwa jihad. I ask my Mujahideen brothers to rise up against the trolley. Continuing on, here's Wyatt and Pankey, though. I think you'll like this. The same city that the same city called the Clinton Library a park to siphon zoo money away to build the land. So obviously, Wyatt and Pankey understands the value of the zoo. He just didn't appreciate budget restructuring for the Clinton Library. Now, the one thing I would say about the Clinton Library, whether you agree with him or not, whether you like Bill Clinton or not, and I kind of like him. And since I'm his neighbor, when he's in town, he and I like to hit the River Market.
Yep.
You'll often see Bill Clinton and I at Stickies.
Hanging
There's
out
a cool
together,
band.
Two
oh,
cool
yeah.
Guys, kicking
exactly.
Back, not eating meat.
He's vegan and I'm not. I'll be over to Sonny Williams. He can have a big salad. But I like the Clinton Library, and I think it has been an economic boon to the city.
Oh, absolutely.
In spite
of the
shenanigans that went on in terms of building it, we needed to do it.
Well, I think what the person's addressing is that there are some city bond funds, and part of the zoo's revenue goes to pay off the bond funds that were used to purchase the land on the Clinton Library. But
collectively, the parks.
Correct. That's
revenue
right. It's also the golf courses, the fitness center, and other enterprise funds of the city of Little Rock. So these are the funds that also earn revenue to operate in addition to getting a subsidy from the city of Little Rock, which is what the zoo is. Remember, only a fourth of our budget right now comes from the city. The other three-fourths is what we make through donations, special events,
etc. The zoo is the most financially well-managed operation and park system in Little Rock. They do a lot with a little.
And we can take an investment from city money, and we can turn that into more. That's the great thing about it. Speaking of the same bond funds, those bond funds were refinanced in 2009 to help us pay for the Little Rock Zoo's new penguin exhibit, the Laura P. Nichols penguin exhibit. We used both private and public money to make that exhibit possible. That has subsequently led to an increase in attendance at the zoo, which has meant that we're more financially stable because of it. So you can take that as an investment in the zoo and an investment in the financial stability of the zoo.
Are you saying buy low, sell high? I think is
that's
that
right.
What, is that
the, absolutely.
CNN, by the way, Hurricane Irene. There we see it. CNN reporting that as devastating as Hurricane Irene has been, it still can't slap the good looking off Anderson Cooper. And so there he is. I mean, hair's not messed up. He's in some sort of, even his sweatshirts are size schmediums. Even he gets a size schmedium sweatshirt. I wonder, he's got to have those tailored down, don't you think?
Just shopping at Baby Gap.
Let's, okay. Well, you have made such an articulate case for the sales, and we're still up in the air on this.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, and this is what's funny. My friend of 20 years, Mark Stodler, the mayor, does he call and want to come on the program? No. He avoids us. He avoids us. Even though we've been deep in the tank for him for a long time, he avoids us. And so until we have the proper sucking up from the mayor, we're still on the fence on this sales tax issue. But your ability to articulate the case has been very, very sound and very profound this morning on the program, rivaled only by, track 8, with the lovely Sue Bob White.
Let me get my stuff.
This is called production over here. You see what I'm doing, RJ? You see what I'm doing? Our friend Sue Bob White. And,
I used to be a stripper back then when I was 17, 18, 19 years old.
Gosh.
And I made the bukus of money. I'd bring home.
She went French.
$15,000 to $2,000 a night in my boot. I've always been a sexist one in the family. I always had comments from thousands of people.
You don't even need the video to know what she looks like. You don't.
Well, I'm glad that you're ranking me higher than that person. That's a compliment.
You are far more articulate than the lovely Sue Bob White, you do surpass her in the looks department as well. Although the bar's pretty low there, Susan. I don't know. That's not a slight toward you. It's just the Arkansas plays Missouri State. They're not so. Oh boy. Okay, what about this Toby Keith thing at the zoo?
We've got a fundraiser coming up, Zoo Jam 2011.
Zoo Jam!
Starring Toby Keith.
Is that like
right.
Hoop Jams?
Was yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Wait.
Not really.
Tell me, explain a little bit
it's
more.
It's a concert. It's going to be featuring Toby Keith. We've also got Diamond Rio lined up, Sarah Evans, and Eric Church, who's got the number one album right now in the country. It's a good lineup of individuals, and proceeds from this concert benefit the zoo. So this is another way that we're raising money for the zoo and for its operation.
When will that be and where will that
be? October 2nd. It'll be at the War Memorial Golf Course. You will need a ticket to enter. And you can bring a blanket, throw a blanket down, and hang out. And there's going to be beverages, refreshments. So it'll be a good time.
Is there any way that you could set up an introduction with between Sarah Evans and myself?
That might be possible.
A little backstage
meet and greet?
Hey,
I tell you what, you vote for the tax, and you endorse the tax, and I'll make that happen.
Whoa.
Wow. That's
like
kind of
that
worth
works?
It. Even though she's gotten remarried to Jay Barker, a former Alabama quarterback, who is pretty much basically just known for handing the ball off and watching the defense win a national championship.
Sometimes, you know.
Exactly. How do you think I became an All-State quarterback?
Hey.
Just run his hand the ball off.
Look, if you know somebody else needs it, you send it to them.
Well, we'll ponder that. And it's very possible we may, on the critical Sunday before the Tuesday election, that would be Sunday the 11th.
That's right.
9/11.
Oh, yeah.
We'll ponder that. If we can have set up a meet and greet with Sarah Evans, because I got to figure it's over for Jay Barker once Sarah Evans, because, so that's your birthday?
No, it's her birthday.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, happy birthday. That's
well,
right. We talked about that before, but I was so distracted with the lovely Sue Bob White. As we go to break, can we hear a little bit more from Sue Bob White? Susan, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. Rex Nelson's up next to talk college football. Stay with us.
Well, I used to be a stripper back then when I was 17, 18, 19 years old, and I made the bukus of money. I'd bring home at least $15,000 to $2,000 a night in my boo. And I've always been a sexist one in the family. I've always had comments from thousands of people. I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food. I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape.
A smile in an instant, I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady, and she said, oh, it's you. And we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew.